WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here. Ever feel like life's just a whirlwind of to-dos, deadlines, and that nagging feeling you're always playing catch-up? I get it. We live in a world that constantly pushes us forward, telling us we need more, better, faster. But what if I told you there's a secret weapon that can help you navigate all this chaos with a little more grace and a whole lot more joy? It's not some fancy productivity hack or life-changing app. It's something far simpler, gratitude. That's right, folks. We're diving deep into the power of gratitude on today's episode of The Discipline Switch. Now, before you roll your eyes and think, oh, here we go with the positive vibes again, hear me out. Gratitude isn't about putting on rose-colored glasses and ignoring the tough stuff. It's about consciously choosing to appreciate the good things in your life, big and small, even when things feel challenging. Think of it like this. Gratitude is a muscle you can train, and the more you flex it, the stronger it gets. So, let's break down 5 key takeaways that'll help you cultivate genuine gratitude in your everyday life. First up, start small. You don't have to overhaul your entire worldview overnight. Begin by noticing the little things that bring you joy. A warm cup of coffee on a chilly morning, a heartfelt text from a loved one, or even just the feeling of sunshine on your skin. These tiny moments of happiness can add up to big feelings of contentment throughout the day. Next, practice daily gratitude journaling. Set aside a few minutes each day to write down 3 things you're grateful for. It could be anything. A delicious meal, a supportive friend, or even just a funny meme that made you laugh out loud. Seeing these positive things in writing can really shift your perspective and highlight the good stuff that often gets overlooked. Third, express your gratitude to others. A simple thank you can go a long way. When someone does something kind for you, take a moment to truly express your appreciation. It could be as simple as sending a text, leaving a note, or even just saying it out loud. These gestures of kindness not only brighten the recipient's day, but also reinforce positive feelings within yourself. Now, let's talk about reframing negative experiences. Life isn't always sunshine and rainbows, and sometimes things happen that are truly frustrating or upsetting. But what if you could look at these challenges as opportunities for growth? Instead of dwelling on the negatives, try to identify any lessons learned or silver linings that emerged from the experience. Finally, surround yourself with positive people. The company we keep has a huge impact on our outlook. Choose to spend time with people who uplift you, inspire you, and make you feel good about yourself. Their energy will be contagious, and before you know it, you'll be radiating gratitude yourself. You ever get stuck in that loop of always wanting more? That grass is greener mentality? I'm talking about the constant comparison game we play with ourselves and others, right? It's exhausting. Remember that feeling when you finally accomplish something big, only to immediately set your sights on the next goal? We're wired to chase things, but what if we shifted our focus inward? Picture this. You just landed a dream job. Congratulations. But instead of jumping onto the next rung of the ladder, you take a moment to savor that win. You express gratitude for the opportunity, the hard work that got you there, and the support system that helped along the way. That shift in perspective, acknowledging and appreciating what you've already achieved, can be a game changer. It's not about becoming complacent or stopping our pursuit of goals. It's about finding joy in the journey itself. When we cultivate gratitude, we unlock a sense of contentment that allows us to fully appreciate each step we take. So, What are you waiting for? Start practicing gratitude today. Even small acts can have a ripple effect, spreading positivity throughout your life and inspiring those around you. Share this episode with someone who needs a little dose of gratitude. Leave a review or tell me about your own experiences in the comments. Remember, every day is a gift. Let's choose to appreciate it. Until next time, keep switching up that discipline, folks. See ya.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.